With them together, you gave me the push, and the Namish, when I start off taking Sfeng Asher and the Holy Shiva together, because we're one Sibra, one family, one group, and it's a schus to be there together with the Holy Shiva together by this Chosh Hasim. I'm going to pick off a little bit where Yitzim Echarusa, my 10 minute day Charusa, where we Namish finished Makas together. I mean, not we didn't finish whole Makas together, but we finished a big portion of Makas together twice. My Mamish, just in 10 minutes, it's a big chizak for me to see how Yitzi, after we worked together for the first CM, and then after the first CM, he told me, we're going to do it again. And I said, fine, no problem. And I really didn't think that it would happen again. I just said, fine, it'll be, sounds good. After the first CM, we're still on a high. And Lamaisa, I think we're tomorrow, we should be finished the last Amid. And we're, one more time with Mamish, a big chizak, Baruch Hashem. So I'm going to take off. So what Yitzi spoke about, this famous Gemara that everybody speaks about, and that Nekuda, the Gemara of Akiva, the positivity. I was thinking recently just about, if you flip the Masechta, this Masechta is very unique in a certain way, Makas. That Mitzad Echad, there's a lot of, I would say, not positive things. I'm saying we're talking about Lavin, we're talking about negative commandments, we're talking about not doing this, not doing that, getting Malkus. It's a little bit of a scary Masechta to a certain extent. When you get towards the end, when you look see, hear about what the whip looks like, because like I said, how it's folded. I always describe and share. I don't exactly like this, but similar, just to understand the aspect. When you go to the car wash and those whips whip a kid's car and you hear like the smack, that's just like those. That's what I'm picturing, like those tefach thick whips that sound pretty scary. Like whipping back and forth. But it looks like it's a little bit of a scary sect. Don't do this. You eat bugs and you're getting 5, 6, 7 malchus. It's this lav, that lav. It's a lot of lav in there. A lot of Malchus, it's a little bit of a scary masechta. It's a little bit of, we were talking about positivity. It's a little bit of a not positive side of masechta. But Masechta Sheni, especially towards the end, but the masechta is also filled with tremendous amount, especially the last mission there. The positivity that's in the mission, we're singing the way of the Kiva with the Ayin Tev of the Masechik of laughing. How we looked at everything in a positive vibe. But if we look at the masechta, first of all, you have right away in the second paraph where the story of Shlomo, with Dovid HaMelech came crying, that everybody wanted them to die because they're waiting to bring the Kabbalists, and Hashem said, David, one day of learning is worth 1,000 Kabbalists. So think about it, our whole goal is to have the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we're davening for, that's all we want. What's in the Beis HaMikdash? We know Kabbalists is one of the biggest aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Yom Tov, aren't the same, we don't have Kabbalists. Kabbalists is like the big focus of Yiddishkeit. And one day, one day of learning, think about how many days we have learning here. How many Siddurim, how many days? A thousand kabbonis. I don't think a person brings 1,000 kabbonis. I don't know in his own lifetime. If a person brings 1,000 kabbonis, and think about every day that we have learning, it's again, we start with the second parak, the positivity, and then when it gets to the end of the third parak, where we took those five, six, seven malchus you get for eating one bug, and imagine, I'm saying, we know some fruits and vegetables have numerous bugs, and also the Mishnah changes it around to the exact opposite. It's the hak to that we want, not that we're getting so many malchus. It's the exact opposite. Most people don't want to eat bugs. Bugs are disgusting. Blood's disgusting. Nobody wants to eat blood. So what Peshat Hashem gave so many malchus for? What Peshat that we call a mitzvah not to eat blood? Nobody's need blood anyway. Not to eat bugs. Nobody's need bugs anyway. Because it's the positivity. Because we're going to get, Hashem wants to give us. Hashem wants to give us mitzvahs, more mitzvahs that we don't. I always tell the Olam, I think, especially in El, I try to express this, that I always do with my share in El, the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, which speaks about there how someone has more mitzvahs than averus is called a tzaddik, someone has more averus is called a rasha. We usually, most people, unfortunately, I don't know where, maybe there's something wrong in the Shia system, but something went wrong that most people, especially that come, Bokhrim, that we look bad about ourselves, we're bad people, we do have various, it's true, we do have a various. A lot of, most people, I think, I would say everybody has a various, some more than others, but everybody has a various, but do we understand how many mitzvahs we have, especially when we learn the last Mishnah Makkos? Do we have any mussar of the mitzvahs we have? Davening, tefillin, tefillin is to be eight derises every time, but not eating bugs, not going to a bad place. We don't have a problem with the rice. We're getting a mitzvah by not doing anything. By eating kosher, we're getting a mitzvah, the Mishnah says. That clarity, the share is mamish by doing nothing. You have to have some sort of taivet in order to get the mitzvah, not eating treif, not eating blood. You have to have the Messiah by hands. We have plenty of sadness in our hands, I think, whether it has to do with where we go, what we do, what we eat. We have plenty of sadness, and every time we eat something that's kosher. Every time that we're not in places where we aren't supposed to be, we don't have the devices that we're not supposed to have, that Baruch Hashem Reshiva helps us to get the goals that we want to get to, we're getting tremendous, enormous amount of mitzvahs. We don't have no mesugim of what a high level we're all on. Anybody that's in yeshiva here, I'm saying anybody, we have no mesugim. Right? Any push of al-bas, any push of person, any push of yid, the madrigas that we're on is unbelievable. Every yid Hashem wants to give us, just wants to give and give, like the Mr. Sharm says, especially there, Hashem points out, Hashem just wants to give ultimate good, and we're getting this without doing nothing, without doing anything. Mamish, it's unbelievable. So I think when we take out this Masechta, we're taking out Makkos, it's the Indian of Ayin Taiva. We have to look at ourselves, how much we accomplish and how much we're accomplishing in every day, every second of our lives. The amount of mitzvahs we're getting by doing nothing. Forget about when we're doing things. When we're doing nothing. See, if we're sitting in our bed but not decide, we don't want to go to a place we're not supposed to go to, where we should be. I'm sitting in my bed, I didn't even go up to say there. Right then and there, you have mitzvah. By not doing a certain avera, you're like you did a mitzvah. How when we're sitting and learning, we're working hard, when we're tired, when it's hard for us, when whatever it is, it's a man, it's a mitzvah, whatever the situation might be. And we're working on ourselves. It's unbelievable. It's just a chizik. We're learning this masechta, realizing who we are, and what we are, and what we accomplish. This Indian of Ayin Teva, another nekuda. What we have, besides for we said learning makas, and we're realizing the Indian mitzvah we have. I think that there's another aspect that we're talking about Musa Chabura. After the three boys Nebuch, we heard that the bad. Everyone was hoping and davening for the good news. We unfortunately heard the bad news. And I spoke about what we take out of the story. And some people said Amuna. A lot of people said, "Where do we see Amuna? Where do we see Amuna?" I spoke about stories how I heard how people that weren't from the Amish Pnei Tefillin. They said, "So the person that wasn't from Pnei Tefillin and now what?" So he saw that they didn't help. The Pnei Tefillin didn't help. So whatever the answer to the question is, how we see Amuna there is probably. Not, I guess it's not a secret for now. I don't know if I'm the person that can answer the question or not. But one thing is, first of all, we see if we hear what the family said, the parents, what they said. And the Lamaisa, whatever we understand or don't understand, the chizik that Klai Yisrael got, and you hear and you see, I think it's another kudo. So we say, well, I don't understand. I'm going to, how can Hashem do it? How can it happen? Not too long after, I don't know how long after, we're only about 2 weeks after. Do we have the nisim that are happening right now? We're in the middle of a war right now. Klai is in the middle of a war. I'm still in the middle of a war. I don't know what the... I'm not keeping track of the numbers, but I think it's over 800 missiles that Gaza sent to us. I mean, there were a few small casualties. I don't think there was one death from the missiles. Baruch Hashem, I don't make it. And the casualties are so minimal. I mean, saying there were people's houses that got destroyed, which is obviously everything is... But Lamaisa, we say... If I think... I told the guys that I think... If they send a missile, it hits, someone dies, has a shot from a missile. Something, a big casualty happens to a missile, say, okay, that's normal, I send a missile, happens. Do we realize the 800, over 800 Nisim we had? Over 800 Nisim? What else then happened to Amunah? When the three Bachim died, we don't understand, it's true, we don't have answers, we don't understand. So, I can't believe in Hashem, it happened. What, do we say now that we, do we realize the 800, over 800 Nisim that we're having? In front of our eyes, seeing here in its soul, is a schluss to be here in its soul. I think everybody's, a lot of people going back now. I think we have to take this with us. It's a schluss. It might be some people that are scared to be here. Some people, it's a little bit, saying it might be scary to be here. It might be things. Nothing is just because it happened. Hashem is put us here, and it's a schluss to be here. You know, we don't want a war, but it's a schluss to be here by the war, I think. The amount of Amunah that we're living with, the Eibusha. We're pushing, living with the Eibusha by seeing every single missile, every single Eretz Yisrael, every single missile that goes off. And Nisim Nefloys, it doesn't make sense that they should have so many misses. They said that, and people have told me that the Hamas guy that was interviewed by CNN, he said that it's the Nebishtha. He said there's no, our aim is good. Our aim is good. It's not the problem with our aim. We know what we're doing. We don't have an answer except for Bar-Elam. I didn't hear it myself, but I heard the Bochum told me. So, I mean, they recognize it. I think we have to recognize that it's true. There are, if everything would go right, if the three Bachim would be found, everything in life would go right, then that's not, that's a Muna, that's not what we need. I mean, no, we have Bechira in life. A Muna is, yes, not everything works out the way we think that we want it to, or the way we think it should be, or the way there are, everybody has hardships in life, everybody has casualties, life is full of, say, hardships, it's full of things, but Mitzat Sheni, that's what we call a Munas Chavaleilais. That night is when we're Golos, when things aren't clear, we don't realize. But what about I think we're living a little bit of Hestapanem because we are living in a war and it's not a partial situation. It's not shame. We're living in so much, and I'm saying Horus Panem to some extent. I'm not sure if I'm starting to explain this. I don't know how this works. But there's some sort of a Hestapanem, some sort of a Horus Panem that the amount of 800, over 800 missiles and not one casualty. We should take this with us. Both, like you said, the Makkos, the Ayin Teiva, we have to see there's so much good. We have so much good. We'll Zeichat, to have Shiva, to have Mashkiach, to have to have a Torah, to have an Eibishter that we have, that we're so easy to get mitzvahs. We're doing nothing by sitting in your bed, you're getting a mitzvah. Push it. How much more, so you said, davening, learning, tefillin, mitzvahs. It's unbelievable. I think we have to have a bigger karas tayim. We have to take this with us as if it's such a special zman, such a special siyum. I think it's what we have to take with us in the summer and for our lives. Shkoyev.